Stephen Kyle joins us, an expert in macroeconomics and government policy. He's a professor of applied economics, Cornell's Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management. Professor Kyle, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Is this a positive jobs report that came out today?
Yeah, it is. It's way better than most people thought it would be. It seems that the hurricane didn't really make much of a dent on things.
And in addition, there's all this gloom and doom heading into the fiscal cliff. Does this mean that maybe companies aren't as concerned as we think they are, or is that we're still yet to see some of these layoffs that might happen?
Well, yeah, we're yet to see it. I mean, the economy continues to slowly improve, not nearly as fast as any of us would like to see, but this is definitely a good sign. I sure hope that the folks in Washington don't put a brake on all of this, but I think it's likely they'll come to some sort of an agreement.
Why has it been such a slow improvement?
Well, a lot of the reason is that people have a lot of debt outstanding. That in the housing market and certainly other kinds of consumer debt, it just takes a while to work all of that off. Financial crises don't improve as fast as other kinds of recessions do.
As far as how many people are leaving the workforce, how much of the number here, the 0.2 drop, does that represent?
Well, if you take over the several years since the recession has started, it's certainly true that a lot of the decline in the unemployment rate has been due to people leaving the workforce. But lately, a lot of what's been going on has been actual improvements in job figures, adding jobs in various sectors.
What kind of numbers do we need to see as far as improvements in jobs to really see a real positive, a forward movement so we can say, yes, some people left the workforce, but enough jobs were created, and that's why the unemployment rate's going down?
Well, we've been seeing, this last number was 146,000 jobs added. It would be nice to see numbers twice as big as that for a really strong recovery. In recoveries in the past, numbers on the order of 300,000 aren't uncommon when the recovery is strongly underway. I actually don't expect to see that because people still are digging out of their debt problems, and the housing market, though it has bottomed out, hasn't really rebounded strongly in a lot of areas. So we should, barring big negative shocks, see continued improvement, but not of the speed that we all would like to see.
Will this translate into improvement in the housing market?
Sure. Gradually, it should. If you look at the figures on housing prices, they've stopped dropping. They've even started to recover in some areas. Foreclosures are down. The housing inventory is low, and they're even building apartment buildings again in some places. So it is improving, but it's not going to be immediate.
Overall, when you look back at the recession and see the moves that were made and the responses to that, how do you think the Fed performed?
I think they did what they had to do. Mm-hmm. We were in serious trouble. We were circling the drain back in 08 when Lehman went down. And I think anything that they needed to do to avoid a general financial collapse was the thing that they had to do, and they did successfully avoid that. You know, you can quibble about how they went about it, but the fact that they did avoid a Great Depression-type meltdown is a good thing, and I thank them for it.
If the government had decided to rescue Lehman, how do you think all of this would have played out afterwards?
Well, I think we still would have had a major problem because the housing market still would have melted down. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't have been the panic that we had after that, a bankruptcy of Lehman back in 08, but we still would have had a major problem in the housing market because the bubble wasn't sustainable. It would have popped. A lot of people would still be underwater, and we still would have had a recession.
Can the interest rates go any lower than they are right now?
Hey, zero. That's as low as they go.
Sounds good to me if you can get them.
That's when you can buy a house.
Yeah, no kidding. If you can do it, now's the time.
Well, the thing is, but when will banks stop being so stingy?
Well, they are looking for a continued recovery. They also, to be quite honest, are nervous about what's going on over in Europe because there is a serious danger there. They're in recession again there, and their collective economies are about as big as ours. We are a lot more connected with them financially than most people realize. And if I were a banker, I'd be a bit nervous, too.
Professor Stephen Kyle with us on America's Radio News. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Sure. It's a pleasure.
All right.